Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Your voice is the most powerful tool you have, not only to manifest, but just to live a good life in general. In order to set healthy boundaries with others, you need to be able to communicate. In order to bring people together of different backgrounds and different personalities, you need to be able to communicate. And not only do you need to be able to speak your truth, but you need to be able to own that. Because when you communicate to others or when you're using your voice to manifest, if you have shaky energy, it's not going to transmit in the way that you want it to transmit. So I've experienced this in my personal life, specifically in my relationships, where I have a certain belief or a certain boundary and I kind of communicate it with shaky energy. I don't really fully firmly believe that I deserve that, or I'm not fully decided yet in what I want. I'm just kind of like, oh, you know, I would like this. This would be great. You know, a little bit wobbly energy. I did not get the best reaction from these things and these conversations. But when I stand my ground, when I have decided firmly for myself and I say, oh, I like this, period, I get so much better reaction, and people are actually more willing to listen and to accommodate you when you are more firm and clear as to what you want, what you will accept, and what you will not accept. So in this video, I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can activate your voice and train yourself to speak with integrity, speak with confidence, and speak exactly what's on your mind in a way that will resonate with the people around you. Okay, so there were people doing lawn work, so I had to switch locations. If you're listening on the podcast, you're like, what is she talking about? I post everything on YouTube and on the podcast, so if you're watching on YouTube, clearly you saw I switched locations, and that's why. The first tip in activating your voice with strength, power, and integrity is to recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that is so negative and is always calling us out, trying to make us feel bad. This inner critic, it's actually there for our benefit. It's there to make sure that we are considering every single possible consequence or outcome to whatever it is that we're doing. But it is not you, okay? So that voice inside your head that is constantly bringing you down, it's there to be used as a tool. So when you are moving about your life, you're going about your day, and you're acting in a certain type of way, if there's anything to call out, if there's any inconsistency with the way you're acting, if you have any perception that what you may be doing is not the perfect thing, your inner critic is gonna bring that up. Your inner critic is here to call you out, keep you accountable, keep you on your toes, keep you humble, but you don't always have to take the advice. You don't always have to take the criticism as truth, because no matter what you do, your inner critic is gonna find something wrong with it. It's gonna find something to call out, something to critique, and it's up to you to decide if those thoughts are valid and if you need to do anything about it. So when you have these negative thoughts come up or these judgments or critiques come up in your head, alchemize them. Hear them and say, you know what? That may be true for someone else, but in this case, it doesn't apply. Thank you, though. Thank you, brain, for trying to humble me and keep me in check, but I don't need this advice because it doesn't apply to me. I don't need this critique because it doesn't apply to me. I can see why this could be true, but it's not true for me in this situation. You can either find a positive way to spin it in a way that benefits you, Or maybe it is a valid critique that you do need to consider. So when you do have your inner critic come out and call you out, evaluate whether or not it's something you need to do or something you need to take into consideration. If you know it's just your critic being a critic and it's not something that you need to act on, then either turn it into a positive belief or just ignore it, let it go by. What I like to do is affirm what is actually true in that moment, because it just takes me out of my mind and really claims my reality as it is. Because a lot of the times we get caught up in all the mind chatter and it's hard for us to identify what is just anxiety mind chatter versus what is truth and what are we actually using as we're living our life. So affirm whatever it is that you want to believe, affirm the actions that you're going to take, and let go of the rest. It's there to help you, help there to keep you humble, there to support you. You don't have to listen to every single thing. Oftentimes, people communicate through their inner critic. So maybe something that you do triggers an insecurity in someone else, and so they're going to speak through their own inner critic. They're not actually speaking through their authentic voice. They're speaking their limiting beliefs onto you. And this is something you have probably done as well. Maybe someone is telling you something or doing something to you, and while it may not be through malicious intention, it triggers some kind of limiting belief within you or some kind of insecurity within you, and then you react from that place. That is why, in order to communicate effectively, you have to catch your inner critic in the moment. You have to catch those limiting beliefs coming up and make sure that you are communicating from your actual voice and not from your inner critic and from your insecurities. The second tip is to be very clear on what your values are and what your beliefs are. It's really easy to buy into the beliefs around us because a lot of people believe in it, or you see trends on social media or trends in the news and you think that because a lot of people believe this, it must be true. And so now you are feeding your energy into this belief, not knowing if it's actually true or not, but you believe it to be true. So consistently going through, almost taking inventory as to what your current beliefs are, where they came from, and if they came from a reliable source. So doing this on paper, if there's any areas in your life where you're having trouble communicating or you're having trouble speaking your authentic voice, maybe it's in your relationships, maybe it's at work, maybe it's in your platonic friendships, maybe it's through your social media, wherever it is that you are not feeling like your voice is fully activated, write out your beliefs around that area. Write out all your current core beliefs, write out what your values are, what your assumptions are, and as you go through that list, figure out the ones that you want to keep and figure out the ones that you want to replace or throw away. Once you know that the beliefs that you have in your mind and the values that you are standing by are actually what matter to you and actually what you want to live by, then from that place it will be a lot easier to communicate with confidence, because you know that what you are communicating is coming from your beliefs and your values that you have selected. They're not values and beliefs that were just programmed by your childhood or by society or the media or the people around you, right? These are beliefs that you chose. These are values that you chose to live by. So when you're communicating from that place of integrity, it's a lot easier to feel confident, and the vibration that comes out when we speak, other people are more receptive to it because it's coming from a place of integrity. It's not coming from a place of spewing out the same recycled beliefs that you have taken from the people around you that you don't actually believe in. You know, when people tell stories, like, it's so funny sometimes because I know how many people do this without actually understanding why they're doing this, but you know when someone will tell you a story and you're like, oh wow, that's so cool, But then you find out that it wasn't even their story, or that it's a story that someone else told them, that someone else had told that person, and someone else told that person, and someone else told that person. So the story that they're telling you is probably so twisted at this point, there's probably not a lot of truth to that story. This is so funny because I will catch people doing this and I'm like, who told you that? Like, did this happen to you? Do you have any proof, or are you just repeating what someone else told you? It's like those old wives' tales, like certain things your parents tell you, they're like, oh, if you do this, you're gonna get sick. Like, if you go outside and it's cold, you're gonna get sick or something. And then people just keep repeating that over and over again. And a lot of people believe it, even though there's no actual, like, factual thing to back that up, right? Obviously, there may be some evidence to back that up. I just use that as an example, but don't just believe everything you hear. Don't just adopt beliefs just because they make sense, because a lot of the times they're so twisted by the time they reach you that it's not even the original story that was created or the original belief that was created. Tip number three is to speak up and keep going. When it comes to activating your voice, it's like a muscle. You have to go to the gym and start lifting some weights in order for you to get stronger and be able to lift heavier weights. It's the same thing with communication. If you don't communicate in the easier situations, in the less complicated situations, you're not going to be able to communicate in the more serious situations. So start speaking up on smaller things, right? Like what you actually want to eat that day, or the place you want to go, or the movie you want to watch, or the things you want to do. Make sure that at least with your family and friends and people that you trust, that you are starting to communicate more, because as you flex that muscle and communicate more and more and more, even when it may feel a little bit uncomfortable, you start to push yourself a little bit more. And then you're able to expand into the point where you're able to communicate in really tough situations that make you very uncomfortable. The point is that you need to push past the discomfort. I know you're looking for some secret tip on how to be comfortable growing, but there's no such thing. In order to grow and expand, you have to push through that tension, and that goes with any area of your life, not just communication. So the easiest way to communicate more and communicate with confidence is to do it more. You will build that confidence as you practice it. And give yourself some room for error. Don't be scared to go back to someone and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. Or I know I said this, but I changed my mind. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to make mistakes and admit that you're wrong. But if you're not speaking your truth because you're scared you're gonna change your mind, or you're scared it's gonna be wrong, you are not living fully. You are compromising your truth in order to not inconvenience the people around you, when really they don't care. They don't care if you change your mind, okay? And if they do care, if it's a topic that is an issue, then it's something you're gonna be able to communicate and find a mutually beneficial way to deal with it, or you're gonna have to part ways with this person. But in order for you to align yourself with your purpose and be able to have people around you that are good for you, you have to be able to be comfortable alienating people that are not aligned to you. Because when you're speaking your truth and when you're being authentic, there's gonna be people that love what you're saying, and there's gonna be people that hate what you're saying. You're gonna have to be able to create space for some of that negativity. And if you're like me, you love any energy that comes your way, whether it's positive or negative, because you're able to take that energy and use it to your benefit. So you will get more comfortable receiving negative energy in the beginning. Practice with the people that you know are going to be receptive to what you're saying and receptive to your truth. Maybe you need to start by posting comments anonymously in order to build up that muscle until you can start communicating in real time with the people face to face. But do whatever it is that you need to do. Use your best judgment. Don't use these tips as an excuse to bully people, harass people, be rude or disrespectful, or take advantage of others. These tips are simply meant to help you communicate more effectively in a way that helps you live your best life so others can also live their best life while being around you or not being around you. Whatever it is, okay? With that being said, if you want to invest in your personal growth, I have so many resources linked in the description. Whether you're trying to take some kind of online course or you want to chat with me one-on-one, there's things available to you. But feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. There's so much free value on here. Before you spend any money on learning anything, make sure that you take advantage of all the free resources you have available, because oftentimes what you need is already there available to you and you don't need to keep searching for more. So I love you. I hope you have a great day and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.